This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 157 for Tuesday, November 26th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was weaker Tuesday morning, dropping to fresh 2.5-month lows as participants react to the latest trade rhetoric from U.S. President-elect Donald Trump. Canola down 12 to over $20, January down $20.10 at $572.90 per ton. Trump posted to social media yesterday afternoon that he plans on imposing 25% tariffs on all imports from Canada and Mexico when he takes office in January. Chart-based selling contributed to the declines with some stops hit on the way down as speculators add to their large short positions in heavy trade volumes. However, resulting weakness in the Canadian dollar down about a half a cent now did provide some support. Gains in Chicago soy oil and tightening supply projections also underpinned the canola market. In the U.S., soybeans and corn are narrowly mixed while wheat is higher. U.S. markets will be closed Thursday for Thanksgiving, and participants were squaring positions and moving to the sidelines ahead of the holiday. Soybeans trading within a few cents of unchanged, January down 2 cents at $9.84 per bushel. The U.S. is by far the largest importer of Canadian canola oil, bringing in just over 3 million tons in the last crop year. Any disruptions to that trade would likely shift more U.S. demand to soy oil, and that accounted for today's rally in that market up over a penny per pound. However, soybeans failed to follow suit and were pressured by losses in soy meal. Relatively favorable South American crop conditions also weighed on beans, with Trump's tariffs expected to lead to reduced demand from China. Corn futures narrowly mixed with the bias lower, March down a penny at $4.32 per bushel. Mexico is a major importer of U.S. corn, and any Mexican retaliation against Trump's tariffs would likely hurt the corn market. Wheat, meanwhile, is stronger as the escalating conflict between Ukraine and Russia provided support. Minneapolis spring wheat up 11 cents in March at $6.07 per bushel. Kansas City up 6 cents in the March contract at $5.63 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat 5 cents higher in March at $5.61 per bushel. The U.S. winter wheat crop was 97% seeded as of this past Sunday, with emergence at 89%. That's in line with the five-year average. Condition ratings improved 6 points, with 55% of the crop now rated good to excellent. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, November 26th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.